Psalms, week 6, day 5. Yahuwah is near to all who call upon him. Psalm 145, a song of praise of David. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name to eternity and forever. Gracious and compassionate is Yahuwah, slow to anger and of great mercy. Good is Yahuwah to all, and his compassions are over all his deeds. All thy deeds shall confess thee, O Yahuwah, and thy merciful ones shall bless thee. Thy kingdom is a kingdom of all ages, and thy rule is in every generation, Yahuwah supports all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed low. The eyes of all put their expectation in thee, and thou givest them their food in its time, opening thy hand and satisfying every living thing with thy good pleasure. Just is Yahuwah in all his ways, and merciful in all his deeds. Near is Yahuwah to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Yahuwah keeps all who love him, but all the wicked will he blot out. The praise of Yahuwah shall my mouth speak, and let all flesh bless the name of his holiness to eternity and forever. Now, this is not the whole of Psalm 145, just for the sake of space, but here's the summary of the spiritual sense. A song in praise of the Lord because of his works and his justice, because of his works and his mercy. And then the next part is under the general heading of a new church in place of the former, a new church in a new heaven. All who are in the heavens will confess him because his kingdom is eternal. He raises up sinners and leads them into truths, so that they may live. Those words are, Yahuwah supports all who fall and raises up all who are bowed low. How he satisfies every living thing with good pleasure. Then the next part of the psalm, he is divine, just as Yahuwah in all his ways and merciful in all his deeds. And the next part, he saves those who believe in him, and those who do not believe perish. And last of all, he is to be worshipped. This is another acrostic psalm, now explaining specifically where it says, near is Yahuwah to all those who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. We read, the Lord is present with every man, urging and pressing to be received. And his first coming, which is called the dawn, is when man receives him, which he does when he acknowledges him as his God, Creator, Redeemer, and Savior. From this time, man's understanding begins to be enlightened in spiritual things and to advance into a more and more interior wisdom. And as he receives this wisdom from the Lord, he advances through morning into day, and this day lasts with him into old age, even to death. And after death, he passes into heaven to the Lord himself. And there, although he died an old man, he is restored to the morning of his life, and the rudiments of the wisdom implanted in him in the natural world grow to eternity. The Lord's presence is unceasing with every man, both the evil and the good, for without his presence no man lives. But his coming is only to those who receive him, who are such as believe in him and keep his commandments. The Lord's unceasing presence causes man to become rational and gives him the ability to become spiritual. This is effected by the light that goes forth from the Lord as the sun in the spiritual world, and man receives it in his understanding. That light is truth, and by means of it, man has rationality. But the Lord's coming is to him who joins heat with that light, that is, love with truth. For the heat that goes forth from that same sun is love to God and love toward the neighbor. The mere presence of the Lord and the consequent enlightenment of the understanding may be likened to the presence of the sun's light in the world. Unless this light is joined with heat, all things on earth become desolate. But the coming of the Lord may be likened to the coming of heat, which takes place in spring. Because heat then joins itself with light, the earth is softened, and seeds sprout and spring forth fruit. Such is the parallel between the spiritual things, which are the environment of man's spirit, and the natural things, which are the environment of his body. Questions and comments. Number one. Some favorite verses of this psalm are 9, 15, 16, and 18, though often in our quotes the word order is rearranged. What is one of your favorite verses? So those verses are, the Lord is good to all, and his compassions are over all his deeds. And the eyes of all put their expectation in thee, and thou givest them their food in its time, opening thy hand and satisfying every living thing with good pleasure. And finally, near is Yehovah to all those who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. So those are ones that we commonly quote. Any other favorite verses in this psalm? Question two. Yehovah supports all who fall and raises up all who are bowed low. This means that the Lord raises up sinners and leads them into truths so that they may live. What sort of sinners does and can the Lord raise up and lead into truths and eternal life? Number three. The first coming of the Lord takes place when we acknowledge him as our God, Creator, Redeemer, and Savior. Do these four come in stages or all together? When is his second coming to an individual?